myself, I could start drawing something, writing something, do something, learn something that is useful for my life and my future life, right? But we're so addicted to that. What other signs do you think is for out of balance? You look at yourself. If you have ever been out of balance, what are the signs that you think, yeah, if someone gives me some water, I appreciate it because it looks like I have a lot of you. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Okay, give me more signs.
So one of the things that I'm thinking is you don't get enjoyment out of things that you normally would.
What do you mean by
stressed, if you're stressed out about one aspect of your life, or if things are piling up in one area of your life and you're not able to cope with it, then other things that normally would bring you enjoyment, when you do that, you're just going through the motions but not actually getting any real enjoyment out of it.
Have you noticed sometimes you study and you get good scores, you're a good employee, you make good money, you have a good life, but you're not happy. You feel you're tired, you're exhausted. Regardless of what you're doing, you don't have fun. I had a client, she came to me and says, my husband, he spends a lot of money for me. He buys a lot of new things for me. All the, you know, the house, you know, furniture, all the things he's changing for me. But I don't feel happy. I don't feel anything towards the things. This is one of the signs. Unhappiness, unsatisfaction. Because of what? Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not happy. If I'm not happy, there's something wrong. If I can breathe, there's something wrong with me physically, right? I have to check myself. If my hand is hurting, there's something wrong with that probably. The first sign is that, these are the signs. The first sign is that I am not happy with what I'm doing. I don't enjoy what I'm doing. I don't enjoy the relationship with my parents. I don't enjoy the relationship with my family, with my wife, with my husband. If you don't enjoy it, there's something wrong. If you just feel, you know, we have to spend time together because, you know, for those who are married, you know, we have to live together because we have a few children. It's not a good sign, right? This is out of balance. The second sign, while I'm saying I want you to think about them, give me if you have any signs. The second sign is that unwillingness towards working or doing my job. I'm going to work, but I hate it. I'm going to school, but I hate my major. I have to just go there. And I usually, when I finish my major, that's the time I think about, oh, I have to change my major. Mm-hmm. You know how many actually youth I know that they got the bachelor or the master's, it's like, oh my God, this is not what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Then what happened to that 4, 5, 6 years of your life? I just needed a degree or something. But what is it for? Nothing. Unwillingness towards do something. So what I'm saying, these signs, we need immediate action. If I'm going to school and I don't like it, what the major that I have, I hate it. I have to do something. I have to finish it. I have to change it. I have to talk at least, get advice, right? If I have a problem with someone or something or my job, I have to do action, okay? And keep your question in your mind or write them down because we need them. When I go to Q&A specifically, you can ask your question. And definitely other things like, you know, your physical health. When you're anxious, your physical health is in risk, right? Or I always have anxiety, stress. Have you had this sometimes in your life? You're always stressed. You don't even know why. But you have stress in your life. You have anxiety. And that would affect your health definitely. You know that. The stress is the worst thing. So then the other things like unsatisfaction in life, unhappiness, some signs that it shows to you that, you know, or dodging the responsibilities. I have this responsibility, but I can't do it on time. I'm in this job, but I can't fulfill my job. Or there's something going on that's, you know, out of balance. Any other signs you have specifically in your mind you want to share with others? Nothing? No. So, let's go to make balance in life. How we can make balance? Let's go with the first one, that is balance in life. Number one, as you said, we said the majority, as you heard, the majority of the problem belongs to lack of schedule, right? We need time management. For those four areas, that's step number one. Time management. I need a schedule for myself. I need to know how much time I'm spending a job, how much I have to spend for family, how much with my friends, and how much for worship. Right? I need time for this, and I need a schedule. The reason I said need a schedule, I have to be very strict with my schedule. If this is the amount of work, the time that I'm spending at work, I can't add into it in a normal situation. I can't add into it. That's the time. If I have this much time for study, that is the time for study. I don't think about other things. I don't think about how about my brother's wedding party, my sister's, my cousin's, party. I don't think about that because I have time to think about this. As soon as it comes to my mind, I will say what? Don't worry about this. Finish this section. Next section, imagine, within 1 hour, within half an hour, I'll give you a time. I'm talking to myself. I'll give you time to think about this, what we're going to do. You see what I'm saying? The time management. I'm studying about something, and I'm studying thinking about my future. How about this? Okay, don't think about your future. I give you time when it comes to the personal time. Then you can think about this. Then when I do something, I enjoy what I'm doing. I want to say a statement. I want you to memorize it. Many of us, I can say all of us, we are waiting for that beautiful day to come. We think the beautiful, the most beautiful day of our lives is a certain day that comes with some magical things that happen to us, and we're supposed to enjoy it, and that's a specific sunny day that I don't know, but I feel that it's coming towards me. That day is today. That day is tomorrow. That day is your day right now. Don't ruin it with stress. Don't ruin it with having problems, with having, situation. Because many times we are in stress, and we are used to this, and we're waiting for that wishful thoughts to come and the day to come. This today. Try to make this day today as the best day of your life. You see what I'm saying? So today is the day that you can build according to traditions, according to hadith and Quran, whatever, and psychology. Today is the one day that you have to focus on and put all your energy. What if I tell you today or tomorrow they tell us this is that would be the last day of our lives? What would I do? What is the most important thing that I have to do? What is the most important thing that I am missing in my life to do? I want you to answer in your mind, because I know you're not going to share it with us. Can I ask you, what if tomorrow is the last day, God forbid? What would you do?
I will pray.
Pray? Very good answer. Very good answer. How about you, Hong?
Seek forgiveness for everything.
You go around and try to say, forgiveness. What else? What do you do? Anything. The what?
For forgiveness.
What else? What do you do? If there's anything, we all need to carry down. What else? What do you do?
I think I would gather my family and spend as much time with them.
Very good, very good. What else? What do you do?
I seek forgiveness.
Forgiveness? They ask this question from these successful people. Imagine, spiritually, specifically. You know what was the answer? I do what I was doing yesterday.
I do what?
What I was doing yesterday. His life is in balance. I mean, whatever I said, we hear here, perfect, by the way, right? We need that. Probably I do all of this together, you know what? If I have 5 minutes, do all this together. But if I have time, and I know that I am in the right track, then I know that, okay. If I need to ask for forgiveness, I'm telling myself, by the way, if I need to ask for forgiveness, why don't I do it right now? That they still have time. If I want to, improve my faith, why don't do it right now? I still have time. Huh? What else we heard? What was?
Spending time with family.
Spending time with family. Why should we wait for the last moment? Why we don't do it right now? I have section in my life for my family. You're working 40 hours a day, a week. If they kill me and says, we give you $45, $50 extra, you know, per minute, per hours to work, he says, I'm sorry, this is time for my family. Because I don't know if I'm sleeping tonight or will wake up tomorrow. So that's time for my family. You see what I'm saying? So we are doing the miracle right now in life. Because we're thinking miracle is walking on the water. Miracle is walking on the earth. And living in this earth. And being happy. You see, the balanced life is what you said right now, at the time that we still have a chance. We still can do it. But it's like the essay. I still have, you know, 1 week to finish my essay, so I do it all the time, by the way. The last night, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stressed, I have to finish my essay. And it's the most difficult essay in my life. What kind of life is this out of balance, right? We still have a week. If I, you know, wrote one paragraph each day, I'll be done within a week and I wouldn't be in stress. You see what I'm saying? I have a job project. And we procrastinate, laziness. I still have time. Then when it comes to the time, the deadline is what? Everything is canceled. I have to focus just like this. So the reason I said, what do you do in the last moment? I want to know you can do it today. So I want you to prioritize. Some these questions, these answers that you gave me, it might be the prioritized answer that you got it from your mind. I think that's the most important need that I have to do. Family, faith, job, whatever I have. Then prioritize it in your mind. Write it down specifically. Please, learn to write down. Write them down, and then what will happen? And they'll work one by one. Make sense? Schedule. How many minutes I need to go to social media? How many minutes I need to work with my phone? I want to make this challenge and I want to get used to it. I want to put my phone in front of me and start thinking about something and I don't want to touch my phone at all. Believe me, in that minutes that you have, 1,000 reasons come to your mind to have to touch my phone. I want to check how can I not to touch my phone and I have to go to the internet and search it, right? What are the tips that get away from the social media or the... I have to, you know, come on. You know, I have an appointment, I don't know the address, I have to. I'm just giving examples. If today I could wait 5 minutes, tomorrow I have to increase it. 10 minutes. Do you think our life, usually the older ones they remember, 20 years ago, when there was no cell phone or nothing, well, we were dead, we were walking like here, we were living, right?
You had pagers.
Before the pagers, you know, the Stone's Age. You know, we were having fun. I mean, I'm not saying fun, I'm saying, you know, we were fine. We didn't have major problems. Yes, we don't have access, but you know how many of these problems that we're causing right now? So I want to challenge myself. If I had the app on my cell phone for something that was not useful, because what do we have? Give me the apps. Facebook. Twitter. WhatsApp. I don't even know what's that. I've never heard of it. Instagram. What else? Snapchat. Oh, he knows a lot. What else? Viber.
LinkedIn.
If I spend just 2 minutes in each, I want to delete all of it. Dapps. Okay, if I have to spend a little bit of time to update myself with someone else's life on Facebook, someone, you know some of the comments? Oh my God, that's so funny. I'm going to the store today. I'm in the store right now. Like every minute they're posting. I saw this beautiful clothing and the picture, take a picture of it. I'm touching the material. I don't like the price. I'm going out of the... Who cares? Come on. Really? Such a great biryani today. We enjoyed it. Okay, good. What? You know, you want to change your status? Okay, but Let's say I need, okay, I have a cat, by the way. It's not that I'm against it, I hate it. But we have to learn how to use them, right? Do you know that I can actually, okay, if I want to use, I said, you know, okay, 5 minutes I want to spend on, you know, social media, or 10 minutes, or half an hour, whatever. But why I don't post something that is beneficial for someone? Why I don't find a quote from Ahlul Bayt or from a very, you know, beautiful quote from someone that is useful for someone's life? Why have to post something that is not really... Why I don't post a video that is so emotional or touching or teaching or something that is useful for someone, right? Then I'm happy at least that time that I spent it is good for someone's life. Or I'm learning something from it. You see what I'm saying? So then I will delete everything. We're going towards balancing life. Delete everything, at least on the phone. Because what? Because the phone is so pushy. You know, the notification, it's like, it's scratching your mind, your nerves. You have to touch it, you have to touch it. But if I don't have it, at least I don't have it, right? When I go home, how many times at the school, in the classroom I'm you know, I'm not even going there because some parents are there, you're hearing me, you know, at a school, in the classroom, I'm checking my social media. How many people like your status? Oh, good job. Mine is like, you know, YouTube, huh? I got 10,000. No, I got 20,000. Okay, where's the car? I'm doing mashallah. So what? What do you have now? What I can say, I taught something to 5 people. Good job. I saved someone's life. Perfect with these things that you did. You see what I'm saying? It goes back to what? The goal, the mentality. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? You know what I'm saying? So, then number one is that to have a schedule and time management for what I'm saying. And what I said is very strictly should be followed. That this time that I have, I'm spending that much time, and that's it. Besides, salawat ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Set your priorities. What is your goal? And what are your priorities in life? What do you want to do? Spend more time on that. That is what you need. Prioritize. At this moment, my job is to study. I spend time on what? Studying. That's my goal right now. At this time, the most important thing in my life is what? To get married. That's my project. At this time, my goal is to find a good job. That's what I have to do. Prioritize the tasks and then spend energy on those tasks, right? Like we said, you know, sometimes you go out of balance, sometimes you go, you know, you get addicted to something that is not useful. No, I have to prioritize and I have to know what is the goal of my life and what I have to follow. The other thing that is challenging, get used to live free working life. It doesn't mean that you have to quit your job. Live without the stress of job. Live without the stress of work. What I said about the devices and phones and all the things, live without. You know, one of the nice strategies that you can use, I suggest every day have 1 or 2 hours free internet time in the house. Just turn off the motor. That's it. Oh, we still have data in the, you know, phone. No, just turn off everything. Just for whatever you want. 1 hour, half an hour, 2 hours. Try to live without being attached to these things. These are not the fresh air. If you don't have it, it doesn't mean that you're dying, right? You just have to get used to live without it. Okay? Imagine 1 or 2 hours. By the way, if we want to do it, we need a meeting in the house with all the family members, we all should be at the same page, and then we do together, right? We don't want to upset someone. So 1 hour, 2 hours, free internet, time and zone and work. And then the best way is to get away from it. You know when it says haram, you should get away from haram? We have to get away from that haram sense, right? We shouldn't say, I'm gonna go there and see how strong I am to control myself. No, you have to get away from it. Sometimes you have to, if I sit in that room, there is a very deadly virus over there. I don't say, let me go there to see how strong is my immune system. No, you shouldn't go there. That's dangerous, right? You should get away from it. So what I do is that have this prioritize your life. And you can use this strategy with others. You know, sometimes don't even have your phone with yourself, or like I said, do these things. So there are many other things. I don't have enough time. When it comes to physical health, you know, sleeping well, eating well, all the things should work from that. When that's 7 hours I need, or 13 hours I need to sleep, I have to have it. Okay? I don't interrupt it. I don't put my cell phone somewhere close to my earrings that, you know, to my ear that it rings all the time, or the notification will wake me up or something. Sleeping well, having fun, please, enough. Not too much, not too less. Having fun. If I have to spend time with my friends going out, my family going out, we go out. It might happen to you, you know, sometimes we go out. And I saw that. They go to the restaurant, 4 or 5 family members or friends, instead of talking to each other, they text me. What is the point? You came out. There was an ad on the TV. I saw it recently. The father was sitting, the two daughters next to him, and the father was looking around and says, are you guys talking to each other? They were texting. Did you know, very sad statistic and news, our youth today, they don't have social skills. They don't have communication skills. They can't talk. Did you know that? If you ask them to text or email, perfect. Why do you guys are so into texting? But you can't talk. You can, by the way, but you don't have the skills. You prefer to text, right?
Not really. I don't know
about texting. Good job. Well, that's actually happening. You're always texting me. Anyways, so when it comes to youth groups or something, one of the reasons that they go into the fight or the organization run by youth is they don't know how to deal with each other properly. We can talk, but we don't have the skills. Because we are used to being silent and quiet. My individual self do something individually with a device or something. I don't need to have interaction with outside, right? So it is kind of, you know, sad to hear about this. So then I have to time for other things in my life as well. The other one, very important, I'm saying, quality time with family. I need quality time with family. You know, if you're talking, these are all related together. Quality time with family, that means if I'm spending time with my family, I am spending time with my family. I'm not watching, I'm not saying something, I'm just spending time. We have to communicate, we have to have fun, we're doing barbecue, whatever we're doing, we just do that. Many times, specifically for elders, you know, adults and couples, they complain a lot. He said, I'm spending time at home. She said, no, she does not spend time. He does not spend time. He just talk, but it's not a quality time. It's not a communication between us. We're talking about something, but we're not communicating. 85% of the marriage problems right now we have is because of lack of communication or poor communication. They don't know how to communicate with each other. It's a huge problem here with that. Huge problem. So if I'm spending quality time, I have to have it. The other one that is important, the tips to make balance, I have to learn to say no. I have to learn to say no to myself and to others. No, I can't do it. No, I have to learn about this. Remember the example I said, someone is asking me to go out with them or to do something or spend time with them. I have to say no. Many times you feel shy. I can't say no. If someone tells me, can you fix my computer? You know, the window is not working. Yes, I can do it. I can't do it. But instead of fixing the window, I burn out the CPU. I don't know what to do. Right? We have to learn to say no to ourselves. And then the other thing is that learning our boundaries. What are my boundaries, my skills? What can I do? What I can't. Any questions so far? Balance and job. Very quickly, I'm going. And inshallah, we'll go to if there's any question, Q&A. The work, if I want to have balance at work, number one, I have to know my skills. The job that I'm picking is based on my skill, and I have to enjoy it. What I'm doing, I have to enjoy my job. Many times, many people, they don't enjoy the job. If I don't enjoy my job, at least I'm trying to change it and have something that I like. I don't say quit it and then go. No. At least try to do something or find something that you like. The second one, the job that you have should be compatible with the destination. Remember what we say about destination? About the light. You shouldn't go away from it. The job that I have should be towards my beliefs. Shouldn't be against my beliefs. Otherwise, I'm going south, but my destination is north. So I have to know about this. I have to. It should be compatible with my job and with my destination. And then definitely the other things like schedule. You know, I have a schedule at job, as I said. Prioritize it in my life. You know, what kind of job I want to do. Am I enjoying? What kind of salary I'm getting? These are all part of that. At least I put in my mind or my notebook, okay, I don't get enough salary here. Because sometimes what happens psychologically, we get used to something and we go with that. Many people, many employees, they don't like their job, either the salary, but they're like, it's been 10 years, that's fine, I'm afraid of taking a risk or do something. At least you have to keep it in your mind that you are going towards a change if you don't like it. Because if you don't like something that you're spending 7-8 hours a day, you're going definitely out of bounds. You're exhausted. You have to spend. It happened to myself. I had a specific job that I was working with a specific group. I didn't like it. When I was coming home, I was, you know, 3 times more tired than that amount of time that I was spending. You know why? Because I didn't like it. Every minute that I was there, I'm like, I shouldn't be here. Then definitely when I come home, I'm more exhausted because I had to put more energy to stay there. Rather than something that maybe it's even a little bit less salary, but that's what I actually enjoy it and what I want. It's the same as, you know, the job, the major that I might have on other things. So, I think that's it about job. So, one of the important things I want to finish with this. Remember we said about the goals and the priorities in life? What is going on today, recently? Because I'm very involved with, you know, this type of, you know, project into marriage and all the things when it's the time of marriage. Our youth, younger friends, they want to get married, how to do it, what is the problem that nowadays we have a lot of difficulties with that. It's because they miscalculated their goals. What they have to do it. Many times we see that specifically sisters are happening to them a lot. They think they have to, this is what is important into their life, that this is more important in their life to study. And whatever, if it's the time for marriage, and that's a goal right now, whatever opportunities that they have, they reject. Because they think that is the most important thing, to finish their education. And when they get to that, when they get to that goal, that it was not actually the goal, when they get to the goal, then they come to me and say, okay, I'm going to get married, but I don't have any chance right now. Either the age, either the opportunities are not there anymore. But I said, but no, this is important for myself right now. I mean, but sometimes it's very, very late. You know, I had a specific case. She wants to be a physician. And she became one of the most wonderful physicians. She would just not living, she would just study. No life, just study. And when she became the best physician, you know what happened? Now she has a lot of depression. She can't work. She's the most wonderful, skillful person, but she can't because she has a lot of, you know, anxiety. Because that was not the goal. She created that. She thought this is the goal, but that was not the goal. It requires a lot of time and energy and skill and counseling with someone expert. Is this what I want to do or not? Is this? That's what I definitely urge you to talk to someone that is expert and try to figure out if this is the goal of your life or not. Because sometimes, no, it's not the time. Is this the time? No, just try to make sure. If it's the time for a specific goal, make sure, inshallah, that you know, spend time on that and prioritize it and make sure that is the goal that you are, inshallah, walking through. I think that's it, but two more things. The same, you know, strategy. When is the time, if I'm married, when is the time I want to have children? How many children I want to have? Because sometimes you said, I don't even know how many children I want. I've talked to the older ones. I don't know how many children I want, but I think I want this. No, you have to sit down together and talk about this. And what ages do you want? When do you want to have a child? Otherwise, that would cause a lot of problems. Because you might have something that you didn't want, and it causes a lot of stress in your life. Well, I'm studying, I was not supposed to be pregnant right now, but because you didn't talk about this. Because you don't know exactly when or how, right? So that's important. And the last one I want to add, and I finish with this, live your life without stress. At least try it. A life without stress. Remember I said that beautiful day is today? So try to live without stress. For a second, let me share with you my story. When I was studying, my goal was to get straight A's. And I was actually good. I was a top student. I had to spend extra energy, extra effort, through a lot of stress to get the best score. You know, it's difficult. Now that I look back, I didn't like what I did. That's good that I get the best score, but I don't like the fact that I've been through a lot of stress. Why did I hurt myself? Say, God, I'm studying. I'm doing my best. I'm not going to be lazy. Well, why should I hurt myself being stressed? Sometimes we create a stress. We love stress. We think a good family, a good life, is a life of stress. If I don't have stress, if it's been a week with my family, everything's perfect, oh my God, I'm getting nervous. Why everything is good now? Why do I have stress? If it's been, you know, a few days and weeks with my husband, with my wife, we don't have fights, I'm getting stressed. There's something wrong with it. It's probably not, yeah. What? No. Let's get used to a life without stress. And it goes with the priorities, is this important or not? You see what I'm saying? So that's why it is the conclusion, inshallah. Keep in mind, we need all these skills together. We need to think about our current time in life, what we do every day. And if we see we spend too much time on one thing, one aspect, and we're missing the other aspects, or we're not successful with other aspects, if I don't have a good relationship with my family, with my parents, I shouldn't just say, it's just living in another world or something. No, I have to think about myself. What I am doing that is, maybe it's my problem. Maybe I have to do something. If I have a problem with my children, with my family, with my wife, husband, I have to say, no, that's, you know, when you, because we are used to, you know, blaming others on what's going on. When I want to blame you, I said, that's your fault. One finger is towards you, right? How many fingers is towards me? Three. I have to look at myself. Maybe that's my fault. In the middle of the fight or the problem, issue, done, you know, blaming you for what happened, maybe I have to take time for myself, go somewhere else. I think maybe that's my fault. Maybe I have to think about this. That would be such a great world if we actually think about ourselves rather than condemning others. Okay? So, inshallah, keep in mind this. Try to have life in balance and look at the life of Ahlul Bayt. Again, the best example in front of us, how they could make balance in life. How could they be the best success, the most successful, you know, the most successful leaders, the most successful servant of God, the most successful parents, life of Amir al-Mu'minin, right? The best parents, the best couples, the best citizen of their society. Everybody loves them, all the things, so then that there is a balance in this life. They know exactly what to do and when to do. Although they're so busy, like imagine Imam Ali, how busy he is, how busy Rasulullah is to manage everything, and they have a lot of time with others. Other people are coming and complaining, look, this neighbor did this and that. They have more social status than us, but at the same time, they have enough balance in their life. So inshallah, we keep in mind, and we go through it. So salawat ala Muhammad. If there's any questions, go ahead.
So we talked about four different aspects of life and maintaining a balance for a more fuller, richer life. Does that balance mean spending equal amount of time on all four, or is there a magic formula as to what proportion each segment should be?
Very good question. What do you think? I need a discussion. What do you think? Do you think that's equal amount, like 4 hours, 4 hours, 4 hours, or there's some other strategies?
I don't think you have to spend equal amount of time on everything. Just when you fully you hit everything that you need to do, or you accomplish everything that you need to do, that's the amount of time that you're going to need to.
Okay, so you think it depends on what section you're talking about, right? What else? Who thinks we need equal time on each? What's your idea? Not equal? What will happen if I have equal time? Look, I sleep 7 hours. That's different, right? But can I actually do it equal? The job is more than 4 hours. Then how much I have to spend 4 hours with my family? Well, too much, right? I can't even look at you for hours. And they say, yeah, I don't even have to touch my phone. Oh my God. Then it depends on the priorities. Remember I said they go on priorities? What is the most important thing? How much hour I have time? How many minutes I have to spend on my one section, two sections, or in my worship, right? It depends. Depends on the style. What I'm saying here, many of you guys might say, but I have to. I have to spend 8 hours a day on my job. Otherwise, they don't give me the money. I have to, right? What I'm saying is not to just say, quit your job. What I'm saying is just try not to be addicted to that. Or we can try somehow to change it. You know? Because we create the situation. I create how much and how many and what I want to do. We can get adapted to sleeping 14 hours, 15 hours, or 4 or 5 hours, right? We get used to it. So we prioritize it to see which one is the most important one and based on that we spend.
So the proportion would change depending on where you are in life, or
depends on your goals and your priorities. Okay. Right? Depends on what is the most important thing for your life. And you have to be very careful with that priorities, because you might miscalculate what is your priorities, right? Again, like I said, it might be, I said, okay, I have to get my education, I have to go finish my study and get my PhD, but then later on I realized that was not actually my priority. You see what I'm saying? So that needs a lot of, that's investment. I'm investing my life, so I have to know where I'm investing my life, right?
When we were talking about stuff about how people would always go on Facebook, I remember when I saw this picture. So this guy would ask, do you have Facebook? The other guy would say no. Do you have Instagram? Or do you have Twitter? He said no. Do you have WhatsApp? He said no. And then he said, what do you have? And a life.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. So and I look at myself and say, okay, so I give this example in my speech. The last minute that I touched Facebook 2 minutes ago, Twitter 3 minutes ago, Instagram probably 5 minutes ago, the last time that I touched Quran, last time was on. So we prioritize based on that. We invest where we have to. When it comes to money, you have, imagine, $5 million. You just go and spend it. Oh, here, they say, you know, we give you a good interest, let's go over there. Or you hire someone and you talk, you actually go through it. What is the best? How many hours you spend on this? Business project, business plan, right? And that's money. Then I have to at least spend that much time with my life, with my time, right? Any other questions?
How do we know that our priorities are right or not?
How we should know? That's a good question. What do you think? How I should know that this is actually what I have to do?
Well, for some things, symptoms to see whether you're, it could be some of the symptoms to see whether you're unbalanced or not.
What do you mean?
Like how earlier how
we
talked about the different symptoms to see about how you're unbalanced or
you're
balanced.
Actually, it's very interesting. Look at your symptoms. What part of your life you're having problem right now? When I enter into the house, I feel I'm not happy. I'm happy outside, by the way. Have you ever happened to someone? Like, outside with my friends, perfect. I enjoy my time. As soon as I want to go home, oh my gosh, I don't want to go home. That means there's something wrong with this. I have to fix something right now here, right? Or physically, how do I know that physically that's the most urgent time that I have to go to the doctor? When I see the symptoms, actually, it's very interesting, right? us look at the symptoms and say, I'm sneezing. It's been five times, constantly the time sneezing. That's the time to go to the doctor. I have a concern. I don't postpone it because that became the concern of my life, right? One of the ways is to look at the symptoms. What else? What? How else you can prioritize your goals and your life? What? Don't worry about right and wrong. Just say your idea. See? He said it perfectly.
In accordance with the Talimat of Ahlul Bayt.
The teaching of Ahlul Bayt. What do you mean by that? How can I add into my life?
So there is actually a division provided in there, not the amount, but at least a division, that a part of your life should be devoted for worship, and a part should be devoted for earning halal risk, and a part should be devoted for rest, and a part should be devoted for halal pleasures in the life.
Okay, that's what we talked about, but how we can prioritize? How we should know which one is priority?
Those are the priorities.
I know, but we said between these four, which one is the most important? Should I spend more time on making a halal rest, or should I make more time on making a better relationship with my family?
Balance.
We have to make balance, that's what we say, but how I know that, her question is that, how I know that this is what I have to do right now. On the list, this is the most important. They are all important, right? Which one is my urgent? Right now, that they have to work.
You try to incorporate Islam into all aspects of your life, and which everyone is facing those problems with.
Can you elaborate more?
Each part of your life should see a problem, but if one part has a problem, that should become a priority.
How do you know which one has a problem? You can look at the symptoms, right? But I like what he said. I measure everything with the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. I measure everything with the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. To see, my measurement is that. Because I know I have examples in front of me that they actually were the most successful people by the measurement and the lifestyle that they had. Right? So I compare my life with the life of Ahlul Bayt. I want to see what is the best relationship with family, with parents. I'll look at the life of Ahlul Bayt with their parents. Imam Hassan, Imam Muslim, with their parents. What is the lifestyle that they taught us? I want to know how to interact with my wife, with my husband. I'll look at the life of Ahlul Bayt, how they attracted each other. We have the best role model in front of us to look at their life and to see where I'm missing. All the things we said about today is the birthday, tomorrow is the birthday of these. I look at my life and their life. This is where I'm missing. The lack of what part of them into my life, right? How much importance they put into the worship. Am I spending that much? Maybe not, I don't even that much, or you know, even half of that, even one third of that? Or do I have the mentality? You see what I'm saying? These are all true, by the way. So with that, I'll prioritize where I'm missing. Make sense?
Some things are pretty much intuitive. Uh-huh. You know when you need to rest. You know when you're burned out and you need to put some time aside for pleasure. You know, you definitely know when you need to work and make money. Ask those of us who are raising families, right? So those are pretty straightforward. I think where we have difficulties is in the social sphere. Mm-hmm. How much time to devote to the family versus friends versus community and public services, those kind of things. That's where the difficulty lies.
Yeah. And I want to give you a rule of thumb here. How can I know, is this enough time that I'm spending with my family or not? Very, very important strategy. Number one, am I satisfied with that amount of time that I'm spending? Number two, are they satisfied or not? When I have couples come into the session with me, okay, when they talk to each other, I said, okay, you have to learn how to appreciate your wife. And he appreciates his wife. I tell the wife, are you satisfied? She said, no. I said, that's not the correct way to appreciate. You have to change it. And before that, I'll ask her, can you tell him, how do you like him to appreciate you? And she said, imagine I'll like you to say, you know, thank you, or I love you, or what? And then instead of spending 10,000 minutes, he just say one specific thing because he knows that's what she wants. We might spend time with family, but maybe I'm spending 2 hours more, but it's not effective because I don't know how to spend it. If I have to communicate, that goes back to communication. I have to communicate. What do you like? I have a couple who came to the session and they said, he said, whenever I praise her, she starts fighting with me. I say, I'm proud of you, sweetheart. And she starts fighting and says, don't say that. Excuse me? I'm praising you. And I tell her, can you explain it? She said, I hate this word. I'm proud of you. That's it. Don't use it. He said, I didn't know. And every day and night I'm using this. That's simple. Because they couldn't communicate, right? Then he said, so simple. So the next week and the weeks after that, they come and says, are you still, you know, angry or unsatisfied? I said, no, I'm fine. What? Because we don't have fight anymore. Because I don't say I'm proud of you anymore. You see how simple? That's how it is. Am I satisfied? Are they satisfied or not? That's what we need, communication. Right? With couples, with parents, with children, we communicate. Is there any concerns? Do you want to say something to me? What was the last one? I went out with my father. I actually invited my father for lunch. He says, Dad, I want to talk to you. Dad, I have these concerns. Dad, how about this? What was the last time I invited my daughter to a lunch, to a dinner? Let's go, sweetheart. We're going to go have a dinner together and talk. Just two of us. Huh? Are these just for the Hollywood movies? It's for us. To learn, to spend time, to communicate, to learn from each other. To spend time. That's how they spend time with each other, talk to each other, you know, and quality time with each other. Make sense? Huh?
I said that if you say that with one of them, you're lucky you only have one. If I say that to one, the other two are just going to go berserk.
I have clients that they have three children, and I taught them how to spend time with each, every single of them.
Separately.
Separately. It doesn't mean to be 2 hours. It can be 5 minutes. That's how you have to learn. It might be half an hour a week. What I said, maybe half an hour, oh, for that specific, you know, case, half an hour a week with one of them, but specifically dedicated to that person. You see what I'm saying? It's how you should learn how to do it. That's our skills. How to tell you guys how to manage it. Because the family counseling, when you go, they tell you how to spend, what to say. If you don't know, you might go to work and then you communicate with your boss, but that's not effective communication. You might go for the interview for job. You might be perfect, but that was not what they wanted to hear. See what I'm saying? But that was a perfect. That's perfect. But they were just looking for that 10 seconds to hear from you, what is your skills? And you didn't say that. Doesn't matter how much time you spend. That means how the quality. Okay? Any other questions?
So any tips you can give us to improve our communication skills?
It's a very broad and general topic. It depends specifically. We have a lot of assessment to assess what part of communication you are missing. What I can say in general, I said something on the lecture the other night. What is missing? And my experience so far, and the statistic, and the studies, they proved it. We have problem in three areas. When we talk with everyone, not just family. Number one, three important, because my skills is in communication. And my thesis actually is in communication in marriage. So number one is listening well. We have to listen. We shouldn't assume. What is going on, as soon as my father is talking, I have to be respectful, I know I can be, but I'm like, I'm not even listening, right? I know what he's going to say, because I know what he's going to say, I'm not listening. I'm pretending I'm listening, but I'm not listening, right? That was so funny. Or my wife, my parents, my husband, they're talking, but I'm not listening, right? The second one is understanding. When we are at school, in the classroom, the teacher is talking, but it doesn't mean necessarily I'm understanding what he's saying. Because I might be distracted. When I talk to you, you might listen to me, but not understand what I'm saying. Okay? So we have to understand, we should understand each other. There's something about, we call it active listening. An active listening strategy, active listening, is that what I'm hearing, I'm rephrasing and giving it back to you. That shows that I'm listening. And the last part is responding well. Okay. The active listening is like this. So we talk, you said, I have a concern about the time, or the time that you come home. Okay? So I'm rephrasing it. Okay, so if I understood correctly, you're saying that you have a concern about the time that I'm coming home. So I'm telling you, rephrasing, and you understand that I understood. I listened well, understood what you said, and I'm responding well. See what I'm saying? Then, based on that, I can respond. What is missing here? It's definitely one of these three. Either I didn't listen. When I'm talking about listening, that means just in the biography of Imam Razan, it said he never interrupted any Muslim when they were talking. And he knew everything when they wanted to say. Yeah? It's Imam, he's infallible. When they were talking, he never interrupted. So when they are talking, the least right that you have is that I listened. Okay? When I listen, we practice this in my office, we practice actually. Like we teach couples or parents or you know children or with friends to be quiet to listen to each other. The second, do I understand or not? See? And one of the tips I can give you, the practice you can do, I said always start, first of all, I want a weekly meeting within the household. All the family members. Parents, children together. And have this meeting in different sections. One section should be educational. One thing you learn about something, you have a quote, you have a hadith, come and you know share with others. The second section, you can prioritize this section. The second section should be the family affairs. For example, I wanted to appreciate you, my brother, because the other week you helped me with this. And first appreciation, and then however I have a concern about, you know, yesterday you said something that I really didn't like it. Can you talk about this? And when he explains, oh my God, that was my misunderstanding. Okay. There's nothing to be piled up into my life and my heart, right? And then one part should be for fun. All the family members spend time with each other for having fun. It can be indoor, outdoor, whatever it is. You see the bond, how attached this family are together? At least once a week is fine. Once a week on the week. And you can count it on those sections that spend for family for yourself. And then, you know, with this, and between couples, what I can teach is that start communicating with not controversial topics. Talk about the weather. Talk about trips. Okay, this holiday that is coming, where are we going to go? It's not controversial. It's not about that issue that you have for 10 years. But as soon as you talk about this, boom, right? Get away from it. Talk about, okay, he says, let's go to San Diego. You have the idea, no, let's go to Portland. Two different opinion, disagreements. What we have to do, we narrow it down. What is the reason you said, let's go to San Diego? I think because of the, this is more affordable, it's more beautiful. How about your, this. And then we compromise on that. Which one is the best for the family? It's not about me winning or you winning. It's about what is good for the family, right? Start with that, and then you go to more different. Make sense? So there's a lot of practice. But it specifically depends what is exactly the situation of the case. Any other questions?
So since we're at it, we talked about praising. Right, you talked about appreciating, and you quoted a hadith in that regard. I think it was the day before yesterday that you should praise someone for their good qualities or good work or whatever the case may be. And if I'm not mistaken, I've heard hadiths to the contrary, where it says that only your enemy would praise you in your face. How do you reconcile that?
Very good question. Here's the thing. What you heard, and we have in a lot of books, is about myself. How am I looking into it? Okay? Am I expecting as soon as I do something, people come and appreciate me? If I talk here, I want after that people come and appreciate me. If I am looking, these are my enemies. I shouldn't. This is what you heard. It's about a teaching style, right? To teach us that you shouldn't expect people that to praise you. If you are expecting that, this is not for the sake of others. This is for the sake of others. Okay. From the other side, we have Ayah Quran: "Man lam yashkur al makhluq,
If I don't appreciate you, I didn't appreciate Allah. So my responsibility is to appreciate you, but your responsibility is not to wait for me to appreciate you. You see what I'm saying? If I am doing this for my family, I shouldn't say, I need you to come and appreciate me. Yes, this is a need, but that's your job to come and appreciate me. See what I'm saying? Here's the thing. So I shouldn't expect that, because if I expect that, and if they don't come and appreciate me, I'll get upset. And if they don't appreciate me enough, okay, why didn't you appreciate me? I give lectures, and after lectures, I'm expecting people to come and say, perfect, thank you, very good. That's a nafs, right? Uh-huh. If someone doesn't come and say it, I'll get upset. What if I'm doing for the sake of Allah? I don't need that appreciation. If I am needing that appreciation, that means I'm needing something from their enemies. What they're saying is that to teach yourself, to prove it to yourself, that no one should appreciate. Make sense?
It makes sense from the person who is being appreciated, their point of view. They shouldn't expect. But what I... Okay, so if I'm a sincere friend of somebody, mm-hmm. and if I go and say some of his praises in his or her face, mm-hmm. wouldn't that result in that person's ego being fed?
Here's the thing. What is the reason that you appreciate me? What we are here is usually when you got something from them. In return, you appreciate, right? In return. I don't come just left and right and say, by the way, you are like this, you are like this, you are like this, and boost up your ego. That is the problem. Instead of, I be nice to you, do amr ma'ruf. Like, when I do amr ma'ruf, what do you do? I'm really happy to be your friends. I really love your skills to be like this, 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 this. And how, you know, I have this concern as well, what you're doing is not. You see what I'm saying? If I go directly and put him down negatively, it doesn't work. If I go on the member and start negatively, you're like this, 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 and I'm expecting you hit your ego and your nafs, it doesn't work. So that's about the nafs. But when you do something for me, I have to appreciate you. That's definitely. And I'm not going out of my boundary and exceed it. That's much that I have to do. If you give me a glass of water, I will say, thank you. I can't say, oh, sure, I shouldn't appreciate him, so he would feel arrogant. No, my job is to appreciate you. So it's a little bit narrow here, this borders. I shouldn't expect anything, but I should actually, that's the hadith from Mawlana Zalisa. When I do something for others, I shouldn't consider that big. When others, they do something for me, I should consider their big.
So there's one thing to thank somebody for something, and a praise is a little different. The praise is, man, you're such a great speaker, such an outstanding artist, you know, you're just top of the world, you know, you're feeding there. At that point, so where is that boundary here?
You know where's the boundary? Because usually 99% you exaggerate.
I'm sorry?
You exaggerate.
Right, and it gets into flattery. So where is the boundary between flattery?
To that level. If you did like this, that was good. If it was not excellent, why did I say it's excellent? That was a good thing. I appreciate that was good. Well, what are we going to talk? That was amazing. That was the best. But it was not the best. We usually exaggerate. But the hadith from Ahlul Bayt, we have other hadiths. Do not exaggerate in something which is not true. Go with the truth, right? That much, it's that much. And you did this, you know, when they want to give you the grade, they give you based on what you did, right? If you got B, they don't give you A plus. Just because they say, that was very good. No, they give you B. That's how we have to go. We have to somehow, you know, make sure that based on what they did and how they did, we praise. Any other questions? Yeah, I think we are out of time, right? So we ask Allah, inshallah, to help us and benefit us. Give us tawfiq to be able, with His help, that's number one. With His help, inshallah, to be able to make balance in life. With His help, inshallah, be able to find our deficiencies and mistakes, diagnose them, and inshallah, work on them, and be able to make balance, and give us the strength and power, inshallah, that we can do. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Dismissed. Thank you.
By the way, that was excellent.
Yeah. Are you sure?
No, exaggeration.